Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, joined by CJ. In the studio, Jimmy the Bubble Boy as well. And then on via the web, we have Pete from Scuba Board, the Scuba Cowboy, who's in Colorado. Pete's down in the Florida Keys. And now we are joined by the Dive God. Yes, Neil Watson is on via the web in South Florida. Neil, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Gregory, I'm doing great. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Back at you, buddy. Back at you. Now, I wanted to bring the Dive God on, if no other reason, just to impress my friend CJ and Bubble Boy here, because they love the opportunity of being able to hear another Dive God story, and we got a few to share on the show today. But first, and I think this will address CJ's goal for 2015, because he told me during the commercial break, well, I'll just let you say, what is your goal for diving in 2015, CJ?
Dude,
what is
basically it? Good viz, you know, 80 degrees or warmer, and anywhere there's sharks, I'm down.
Yeah. Okay, sharks.
80, and sharks. Does it get any better than that?
There you go.
That's right.
It.
So it's 80 degrees air temp, 80 degrees water temp, and 80 foot of viz minimum. And then we throw in sharks for good measure.
Oh, you can't beat it, man.
That's the Dive God's good day.
That's the you know, for the Dive God, well, the Dive God has spoken. And all you can do is basically to abide by that.
He has smiled upon my wish, and now it's going to come true.
I think that's how it works. I believe it is. But, Neil, I mean, you have your operation down, well, over in Bimini, and it is going strong right now because of sharks. Am I right or what?
We are rocking and rolling. You know, I've told people for years that sharks put my kids through school. You know, every time I see those guys, man, I just say thank you so much, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've got to, actually, I've got a group of 21 Brazilians coming in on Monday.
What?
For the week.
And they packed one bag. It was a carry-on.
One.
That's all they
one
needed.
Bag. Yeah, yeah. Well, they put 21 bathing suits.
That's right.
You know, in their pocket, and they're good to go.
It's basically like traveling with a wet nap, and that's pretty much all they need there, those Brazilians.
Yeah.
But so they're coming to dive with the hammerheads. Is that the deal?
Well, coming to dive with the hammerheads and everything else. You know, they'll do a couple of days of hammerheads, but hey.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to see, you know, in Bimini, not to mention the fact that it could be hammerheads, it could be the dolphins.
And, the wild dolphin experience. So, you know, if things work out, I will.
If things work out, they'll see the hammerheads. But it's not guaranteed, but pretty much, I don't know, it's fairly common to see the hammerheads this time of year. Right? Pretty much now through when, thereabouts? What are you? What's going on here?
He's turning into a robot.
We're being invaded by robots. Max Headroom or something. Something's going on there.
My end.
You think it's on your end there? Try it one more time. I think we got you back there, Neil. Okay, so the hammerheads are guaranteed or just extremely likely at this time of year in Bimini? What do you think? What do you say? All right, it's wigging out. Our connection with Neil is wigging out. Let's just do a little, we're going to refresh everybody there.
It's too much awesome.
Well, I think I want to know where I want to do my dive now, the New Year's dive. That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, well, you know, that is, they got a great thing going on over there. I'm not sure what they're doing for New Year's Eve at this point, but it's definitely going to be it's a great time regardless, especially if you're going over there to dive with the hammerheads. And at this time of year is when you do have a very good chance of seeing these hammerheads big time. Because of the, I don't know, it's a combination of things that bring them to the area. I don't know if it's mating this time of year, but it's these great hammerheads. So they're kind of solitary swimmers through the ocean, but they, open ocean, but they have a tendency to come to Bimini, I guess, you know, maybe just for the holidays, a little holiday R&R, because they like the weather or the water temp, or maybe they're getting their freak on. I don't know. That's what they're
food.
Well, it could be food. I don't know. Neil, do we got you back? Can you hear me now? I don't know. I don't know if he can hear us or not.
Try getting near a window.
Yeah, you think that's what it is? He needs to get near a window? I'm not so sure that's the case. But we'll connect.
I told you, Greg, it's too much awesome for the connection to handle.
That's very
just
possible.
Just overpowered the circuits.
Yeah, well, that's
like
very
possible.
Like it can
handle regular guys like us.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
It could
be. The dive guard cannot be compressed.
Yeah, well, that is very possible. But we'll establish the connection here in just a bit. But as far as the hammerheads.
That I'd like to see.
They're doing some research right now, trying to figure out why exactly they're coming to Bimini. I'm not sure they really know.
Well,
right now, but they're tagging a bunch of them, trying to figure out exactly, you know, what is the dealio.
The dive god has summoned them.
Yeah. Pretty much, like Aquaman.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So, I don't know. We'll have to see how that works.
That needs to be crossed off my bucket list.
The hammerheads or just Bimini, period?
Well, both.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, in the Hall of Crustaceans.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
I never saw that episode. I'm not sure what that was all about, but it could happen. I mean, it's always possible, but you know, we could go out there and just do some diving and find out why they're there, or maybe it really doesn't matter. It's the fact that they are there.
Yeah, I'm no researcher.
You know,
I would just be like, oh, that's cool.
Well, I mean, you can be a researcher. You might Why not add that to your list of credentials as a scuba diver for 2015.
You mean after the puppeteer thing?
Why? What were you going to do with the puppeteer
thing? Well, I can't say.
What do you mean you can't say?
I can't say that on the air.
What, you're going to be a puppeteer of a shark, right?
Isn't that something like that.
Something like that? Neil, are you back with us yet?
I'm here, man.
Oh, there he is. Okay. See, I knew we'd get it back eventually. But, what we don't know about the hammerheads is whether or not or why they're coming to Bimini at this time of year. Right, Neil? We just don't know or what? What is your best guess?
Well, you know, we have the Shark Lab on South Bimini, and they've been doing some satellite tagging. So hopefully we're going to be able to track them and find out why they love Bimini in the wintertime.
Yeah, but we don't know other than the research is going on right now to find out exactly where they're coming from.
I don't know, but I've given them a heck of a package to stay a year round.
Exactly.
I mean, safe haven and all they can eat and whatever else they want, days off.
You know, the sharks have already put your kids through college. What are you using them for now? To put you
retirement.
Through. Okay, just checking. I figured
retirement, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's drawn in people from all over the world, especially world-class photographers that want to kind of mark the great hammerhead off their photo list. I guess you could never have too many photos of those animals. Is that kind of what you're getting mostly, or what, Neil? What do you think?
You know what? I mean, the top photographers in the world, you'd be amazed at the number of the photographers that do not have a great hammerhead shot. Stephen Frink took his first picture of great hammerheads off Bimini, which kind of started the whole phenomena a few years ago. He went over there with Stuart and got a great shot that was on the cover of Alert Diver, and then the floodgates opened. But, no, you have photographers come from all over the world to get that money shot, kind of like Tiger Beach, you know, off Grand Bahama, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to get a guaranteed shot, and it's just it's almost like they're in a studio, you know, because you got 20 feet of water with a white sand bottom and crystal clear water, you know, with unlimited bottom time, you can spend 2 or 3 hours down there. So you're pretty much guaranteed that, that Chi Whiz money shot.
Yeah, you know, when you have the backdrop of that white sand and the clear water, that makes such a huge difference. Even for some schmo like me that's just shooting a GoPro, you can get amazing shots with that kind of contrast with those beautiful animals with the backdrop of that, you know, that bright white and that clear water. It makes all the difference in the world. Can even make us amateurs, you know, produce something fairly attractive to even anyone.
Greg, I've seen some of your stuff. You're getting pretty good, pal.
Well, you know, practice. You know, that's what it's all about, just diving and playing. And you know, if I can do it, anyone can do it. That's what I've always said. Now, we got the dive god, Neil Watson, on the line. The Scuba Cowboys in Colorado, CJ and Bubble Boy. Much, much more coming up, including where they want to dive in 2015. What do you think is on the dive god's list? We'll find out next.
Here on the island.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Kevin Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Tonight is the night.
It only happens once a year. New Year's Eve.
Nothing changes on New Year's Day.
I don't know if that's true. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, the diving, well, it could change if you're in the ocean. If you're doing a Jenny Springs dive, it really wouldn't change necessarily too much, you know, like a cave dive or something like that. But if you're in Bimini, you know, you could be diving on New Year's Eve and not see one hammerhead, and then as soon as it crosses over midnight, 10 of them show up and start swimming around you. That could happen, Neil. Couldn't it?
It could happen.
Yeah.
It could happen. Hopefully it will.
Yeah, and we got the dive god on, Neil Watson, with us, as well as CJ, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Pup, the Scuba Cowboys with us from Colorado as well. But we're focused on Bimini right now, and I don't know, we've covered that base. They're there. Hammerheads, great hammerheads, will be there probably through at least, what, the end of February, maybe end of March?
No, they're through March and okay. April. Yeah.
March and April. Okay, well, there you go.
Well, through... Yeah, end April.
Yeah. Well, by the way,
they haven't given me the exact date they're leaving yet.
Okay. You know, okay.
Their checkout date, but
they have an open stay
exactly.
there in
yeah.
Bimini. So
exactly.
And you can go to neilwatson.com or call up Neil Watson Undersea Adventures and book a trip to go see these great hammerheads. And by the way, I don't know what is Junior finding over there as far as size of these things, because these are some big animals, aren't they?
These
Neil?
Guys are huge. Yeah, they're 14, 16 feet.
Wow.
I mean, they're just massive. They are massive.
That is
and it's like
big fish. Yeah.
Big shadow just comes over, you know, dun 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 dun.
That's right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very
and cool. You don't, that's not necessarily the music as much as it is the sound that comes out of your shorts.
Yeah.
Kind of pulsing.
I thought he was going to say heartbeat, yeah. but he went another way with that.
Yeah, well, you know. that's man's natural defense from sharks, you know. They the brown water blinds them.
Make like an octopus.
Take it from yes. the dive god. He would know, I'm guessing. But, Neil, you know, you've dove around the world. You're obviously, yeah. you've done it all when it comes to scuba diving. But, you know, someone like, well, anyone listening right now, let alone everyone on the show today, would like to know what is on your list for 2015 as far as where you plan to dive. Is there some places that you want to mark off the bucket list, so to speak, or what? What do you think?
Well, as we speak, Gregory, I am designing my new logo for Neil Watson's Cuba Undersea Adventure.
Whoa! Cool. How about cool. that for a big announcement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's already in the works then?
Well, nobody down there knows it, but yeah. I had a franchise lined up 25 years ago because it was going to open then.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting. But I think it's going to happen now.
Well, we're definitely one step closer to having that become a reality with the announcement the president made there last week. But it may take a while. But still, yeah, it's probably just inevitable that that's going to be opened up to divers here pretty soon. Well, and I guess already, I mean, you could do it if you want to, you know, skirt some of the rules or fly in through the Bahamas or Canada or someplace like that. You can get now if you want.
I don't even need to do that. I have my scuba radio correspondent business card.
That's true.
So I can go down there as press.
I've been invited twice to go down there as media, and I just haven't done it yet.
Listen, 15, yeah. 20 years ago, probably that long,
yeah.
I was invited down by a friend of mine that did business in Cuba for the Cohiba cigar anniversary. And it was a black tie thing with Cuba, with Castro and all this stuff.
Wow.
And I was so excited. I was going to fly in through Nassau, which you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And like a couple of days before the big departure, suddenly they're announcing Danny DeVito was going to be down there and Schwarzenegger was going to be down there and all these people.
Right.
And this is back when the South Florida Cuban community was pretty radical. And I figured, you know, I'm going to be the guy that steps off of the airplane and the Channel 7 Fox cameras are going to be there, and I'm going to come back and my office is going to be bombed. So
right.
usually that stuff doesn't bother me, but I kind of backed out and said I'll wait a little while.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a little touchy subject down there with a lot of those folks, for sure. And, I can relate. I can understand their gripes with the situation down there and their past. But I think it is just a matter of time where, you know, it is going to be open. And the good side of it from, and how long this will last would be anybody's guess, but the good side of it from a diving perspective is, from what I've heard, is that the diving is very pristine because nobody can afford to dive down there. Is that what you've heard too, Neil, or what?
Well, I mean, they get a lot of Canadians down there and Europeans, mm-hmm. but I have a good friend that's a lawyer in Puerto Rico, and he's got his own plane, and he flies into Cuba and dives, and he's an avid diver and has dove all over the world, and he said it is absolutely spectacular, the marine life. Well, I mean, they've had marine protected areas down there for 35, 40 years.
Yeah. Well, evidently Castro was a big diver himself and was very conservation-minded when it came to their marine resources. So, you know, that along with the fact that maybe a lot of the locals don't have the luxury to go out on a boat, because if they do, they get sunk or something. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with the fact that the the diving there is supposedly quite pristine. But have you heard anything beyond that as far as, you know, the diving activities they have? We could ask Mako, your dog. I mean, he obviously wants to chime in.
Yeah, Mako. Mako the raccoon killer, man.
Yeah, okay, the raccoon killer. All right, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there is a dive operator down there. And by the way, we're broadcasting to Cuba right now. We have a new affiliate down there in the Florida Keys that actually broadcasts their signal out of Marathon, and it does reach the Cuba continent. So hi, Fidel, and hi, everyone else. And we'll come see you soon, I guess. But I've actually gotten emails from a dive operation there in Cuba that evidently, I don't know if they hand feed them or they do something with either bull sharks or tiger sharks. Have you heard about this or what? I've heard about it.
I think they have a bull shark dive down there.
I think you're right. I think it's bull sharks. I think it is bulls. Yeah. But
I did a Necton. I did a 10-day liveaboard on Necton 7 or 8 years ago, and they went. I don't remember the name of the island, but it was like 10 miles off the Cuban coast.
No, KSL Bank.
No.
That was a little. No. That wasn't that close.
That's a lot further away.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, this was. I mean, you could see the coastline of Cuba, but the diving was spectacular even there. Yeah. So
all right.
It's going to be good stuff.
All right. So you're definitely jonesing to put Cuba or check that one off. It definitely, you know, now that you bring that up, that is, I mean, I got to mark that one off the list eventually for sure. Whether it'll be 2015, I don't know. I'll have to decide if we want to do that. And it might be a good idea to go down there and get a jump on everybody else. Maybe pull our media card.
Listen, I've got the connections through my buddy in Puerto Rico, so I think Greg Holt and Neil Watson, the Scuba Radio correspondent, should go check it out in 15.
Yeah, yeah. Bubble Boy and CJ can stay here and hold down the fort.
Oh, thanks.
Why you?
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
So you guys would hold down the fort while I went and dove Cuba, Bubble Boy, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I think I might go to the Keys and then just try to paddle out and meet you.
Maybe halfway?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if that'd work or not. CJ, you would accommodate that. You know, if I had to go to Cuba, I would need someone to kind of hold down the fort here.
And, yeah, I'll live at your house.
Well,
I'll stay in this room.
Stay in this room? And
I'll stand here and leave your family alone. You won't even know I'm here.
The door is right there, so if you need to use the facilities, just go outside.
That works.
Just make him some sandwiches.
Your lawn will never look greener.
True. You'll fertilize accordingly.
Wow, my grass looks amazing.
Yes. Well, there's...
And who got the German Shepherd?
We don't have a dog.
Whoops. Oops.
Oh, brother. Anyway, we got that to we got a plan. We'll see if that holds, and time will tell. Scuba Cowboy is on via the web in Colorado with us today. I don't know how's that sound to you, pup. You want to go to Cuba? Should we put that on the list for 2015, or what do you think?
I absolutely think we should put it on the list, but I want to go to the Bahamas when I come down and work Florida in January, February, March too, though.
Okay.
Well, we need to make that happen, too.
That's easy.
I definitely want to see the hammerheads.
Yeah, we got to mark the hammerheads off the list for sure. Or just go over there and do some dolphin stuff. I like to do the wild dolphins.
Yeah.
I mean, the hammerheads, they're busy. You know, a lot of the photographers are going there and dive with the hammerheads, but you can't write off the wild dolphin experience that you can have in Bimini. I mean, these dolphins actually interact with the snorkelers and the divers there just because they're accustomed to seeing them. They're not fed or anything like that. But these
very
dolphins, spotted bottlenose dolphins.
This would be a good place to film the Dolphin Detour song. We could do a music video.
Well, exactly. There you go. All right. We're going to put that one on the list for sure.
I think I have like a $5 budget for that. So
a $5 budget? Well, that'll pay for a sandwich.
I can buy drinks.
And that's, I work for sandwiches. I'll film. I'll get something. And that'll work for us. Hey, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is going to join us here next. He's been around the world. We'll find out what he's planning for 2015 next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino. Right. There's me. Mm-hmm. And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. There's single-cell amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up.
People let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show. Well, he's my real good buddy, and his name is Greg.
He the street smart fish out of water in a world he never made.
True dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, and everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio. Not all. He's got his own mermaid.
Get on top, honey.
Whole dang pod. And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
It's perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
So now everywhere I am, and everywhere I go,
let's go while we're young.
First thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
So sweet.
That's right. Oh man, Greg, are you hurling again, buddy? Dude.
Yeah. No, I'm not hurling. But that is the Scuba Cowboy, the Scuba Radio theme song. And I like it. He did a good job. That was a good one.
How awesome is that? You have your own theme song.
Yeah.
Not that I've heard it before, but that's so cool.
Well, it's a Scuba Cowboy. He does good work. When he's inspired to do so. And we give him plenty of inspiration. Do we not there, Scuba Cowboy? I don't know.
Absolutely. You give me so much to write about and so many stories to live, it's going to take me years to just figure it all out. I mean, I have to do it along with my therapy sessions, of course, because some things go over the edge.
A lot of people believe, myself included, that these songs he writes are pretty much therapy. That, that's his therapy to tolerate us.
I like the detail, too, because I love how he mentioned you hurling.
What do you mean?
Because, sometimes you get seasick.
Hey, we got sick together.
Who did?
All three of us. Me, you, a bubble boy.
One time. I've only gotten one time.
CJ threw up once.
Ever.
I kind of gagged, and you were playing show and tell with your internal
organs.
But
you're famous for yours.
Well, that's just because, I document it.
You're a world-class hurler.
Kelly the Brazilian.
You guys didn't happen to be there on this particular trip, but he was also the recipient of a hurl. Oh, it was awesome. It was out of eight people on the boat, the one person that they hit, and the guy tried to cover his mouth, and it all went over great. It was awesome.
That's horrible.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I blocked that out
months ago. Thanks for bringing that up.
I would have not stopped laughing for like 45 minutes.
Oh, we didn't. Gosh. We did. We just laughed. I dove off the boat before the guy was done. I was off the boat because the smell was just everywhere. But it was awesome.
Well,
and this kid felt so bad he almost cried.
Well, I'm glad.
And we're all congratulating him, going, no, this is the perfect person you should have hit right here. This is the guy. That was awesome.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad
I never heard of that one. That's good.
I heard it either.
Mysteriously never heard of
it. Tiffany was there. I think it was Grenada, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I amuse you.
it was awesome.
Have fun at my expense, why don't you all? bring up a sore subject
catcher.
Like that. How dare you? Yeah. All right, well, let's move on. Let's talk about other more I don't know, more uplifting things when it comes to diving. Now, my buddy Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is on the phone. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Greg. I'm good. Sounds like I'm listening to some rookies out there, though.
Exactly. Literally a bunch of bozos bringing up all this nonsense that never happened.
Yeah, we're just going to have to get a few more dives under their belt.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. They need something.
That scuba cowboy, he's something. I found myself walking down streets on islands and all of a sudden turning around and there he was.
That's right. He is. He gets out there quite a bit, whether it's Utila or some other place. We send him out there sometimes to places that I can't go. So I was like, Pup, go out there, cover that base for us. And he obliges quite a bit and gets to do probably even more diving than I do. It's not fair at times, but I don't know. You're not complaining, I guess, right, Pup? You're okay with that gig? Yeah?
Or complain.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, definitely, he's not going to complain at all. All right, well, let's talk to you, Jerry. Though, you know, you have dove around the world many, many times, and I don't know. We got to do two things. We got to reflect on some of your highlights from 2014, and then tell me what you're looking forward to for the new year. So let's look back. What has stood out on, you know, from what you can remember, you know, for 2014.
That trims it down quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
Out looking at my notes, it narrows the field. My last dive trip was Belize, and I really want to thank Patty Ramirez, who owns Splash Dive. Boy, she's down in Placentia, and she showed me different parts of that area I had never seen, and I thought I'd seen it all. So, Patty, thanks a lot.
Nice.
And then I flew up to Ambergris Key and stayed with Julia Edwards there at the Sunbreeze Hotel, and I got to tell you, year in, year out, they are just running such a great operation there in that little island.
Now, what is the diving like in Belize? I actually have not been able to dive that island yet. I've been there, but I haven't been able to do set up a dive adventure. Well, how would you compare the diving there in Belize?
You know, I don't really know what to compare it to because there is no one diving in Belize. You've got the offshore on the mainland. You've got Placentia. You've got the Outer Keys. You've got some of those real longer boat rides to places like the Blue Hole. So there's really such a huge variety of diving. It's a taste of all kinds of Caribbean diving.
Nice. All right. Well, how about this? I don't know if either one of these are on your list, but is Bonaire or Aruba on your list? I'm actually heading out there in a couple weeks for a little family adventure, and I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, but did you get to either one of those locations in 2014 or no?
Absolutely. Didn't stop in Aruba. Kind of went through there, said hello to a couple people, and moved on, but
yeah.
I was in Bonaire about five times in 14. One of the most frequented islands I did this year, I did Grand Cayman. I think I was in Grand Cayman six times. And I've got to tell you, their little program, Legends and Lions, where they do the lionfish education and the culling, and then they have the Hall of Fame awards the same week. Boy, that week, you really ought to check it out.
Yeah.
They got street parties. I mean, that was just a great event.
Yeah, well, that happened during our liveaboard trip last year, and I'm hoping they don't schedule it for the same time in 2015 because we have another liveaboard trip scheduled for exactly the same time. But we're going to be in the Turks and Caicos as opposed to Saba this time. But that's why I couldn't go last year. So I don't know. Have they picked the week for this Lions and Legends thing for Cayman in 2015, or do you know?
I don't know. I know that I have been so busy living out 2014. The only thing I have planned so far for 15 is I'm going to Dominica right off the bat.
Are you?
Well, I am definitely going.
It is good to be Jerry Beatty. Yeah. You've been away too long, of course.
Yeah, from Dominica. Yeah. I tell you, that island has such a magic to it. When you stay away too long, it becomes like a clock ticking inside of you going, I got to go back. I got to go back.
Yes. Well, Bubble Boy, I remember he went with me on that first trip to Dominica. CJ has not been to Dominica. So for folks like CJ, how would you describe that other than, you know, obviously it's some place that's very close to your heart because it does keep calling you back, but how would you describe it to someone who's never been, Jerry?
Dominica is so magical. It's if you came down the coastline, the Caribbean coastline, for the first time you'd ever seen it, it's 5,000 foot high mountains rising out of the sea, so green it hurts your eyes to look at it. And it's just, I actually had to email the Minister of Tourism there when I was on a boat in Bora Bora and tell him I was very disappointed and Dominica was prettier.
Wow.
I mean, it's 365 rivers, five waterfalls approximately per river, boiling hot springs, resident pod of whales. You may see a whale any day. I mean, it's the only place I've ever been in the world. You can go out, do two dives, maybe see a whale, have lunch, and be skinny dipping in your own private waterfall by 2 o'clock.
Well, I'm hip. You have any idea if Cuba will be like that? I don't think it will be. It's different geography there, right? I mean, Dominica's so unique. But I'm wondering, do you happen to know or no?
Cuba's going to be very interesting. Cuba's going to be really an interesting subject, and I would keep my antenna up on that because I really do believe you may just see a liverboard or two very soon.
Uh-huh. Well, there cool. You go. You heard it here first from our friend Jerry Beatty.
Not saying anything.
Saying nothing. It's just amongst us friends here with Jerry Beatty Dive Training Magazine. Jerry, thank you so much. Enjoy the holiday season, and we'll talk to you next year, my friend, okay?
Love it. You have a good one, Greg.
All right, there you go. Jerry Beatty. See, guys traveling all around the world.
That place sounds amazing.
I'm ready to go.
It is.
Yeah, we got time. We can hop on a plane right now and make it before the end of the year, you think?
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real-life mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh, don't squeeze him that hard. Think of a better way to end out the year. It kind of brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it? All those screaming cats. I know Bubble Boy and
like
CJ are nice enough to help. You really don't squeeze the kitten that much, CJ. That's too much.
They seem to enjoy it. Wow. Who knew Jimmy could blow a harp like that?
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, all we can say is we're sorry, but that's just what we do here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And it is the holidays, so we have a little bit more free, you know, a little more license to get a little looser, you know, blow it out, because we reset starting with next show's next week's show. And so we might as well offend as many people as we can right now and get it out of our system, because God knows we're going to need plenty of rope to start again in 2015.
Still going strong.
Still going strong. Yeah, we'll be celebrating 18 years on the air.
Wow.
April 1st here at Scuba Radio.
No kidding.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy when you think about it. The Scuba Cowboys with us via the web as well. And, Pup, I don't know. We it sounds like we got a pretty full docket, whether it's the Caymans or, I don't know, the Cuba or wherever. We got plenty of places to visit here in the coming year, you think? Are you with me on this or no?
That's right, Greg. There are lots of nice places to go.
Yeah.
And, oh, I get them. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't have you up on the right knob. CJ was doing his best Scuba Cowboy impression, but I'd rather, I guess, hear from him. All right. So, I don't know. What do you think? You up for that or what, Pop?
I'm totally up for that. I said there's tons of great destinations, and I'm sure we're going to get to them all in this lifetime, but we got a lot more to do. So let's get busy. Let's do it. Let's dive. Let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
Greg, did you know that most of the planet is covered in water?
Get out!
Yes.
No, seriously.
You're a liar.
No. Look it up.
How much?
A lot.
I think it's like 90%.
It's over 50%.
I think it's 90%.
75, I think.
Is it 75?
72, I think, is more accurate.
Okay, we'll go with that.
See?
Scuba Cowboy has spoken. It's a lot. It's the
majority.
It's
a lot.
Yeah.
They really should have called it water instead of earth. Would have been a more appropriate.
Yeah. True. Very,
that sounds like a song.
There's a lot of salt.
What?
But not that much pepper.
Yeah. That's sad.
Really? Way more salt than pepper.
How do you know? Have you actually
monitored
that?
Because think about all the salt water is in the ocean.
Yeah, but what about all the pepper?
There's no pepper water.
Yeah, but they grow it all over.
Yeah, but
on the earth,
there's more water than earth.
So you're saying there's 72%
72% salt, and whatever the rest of that is, pepper.
Okay, I'm
bad at math.
I'm sorry I asked. Anyway, we have a lot of places to go. Don't forget our Scuba Radio's Scuba Cruise will happen in October 3rd with Explorer Ventures. This is going to be the best one ever. I mean,
That's already filling up too, man.
It is.
There's already people jumping on board with that one. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, and I can't blame them for getting an early start on it. I know some people have given it to themselves or the buddy on their list for Christmas, as they should, because not only are we going to be on board doing our broadcast that week, October 3rd, in the Turks and Caicos, but the Scuba Cowboy will be there to entertain everybody. We'll have a mermaid or two, and we'll have our friends from Scuba Pro that are going to be on board for a demo week again, plus Catherine from Dive Training Magazine, who's like the editor-in-chief that works with Jerry Beatty and the crew out there at Dive Training Magazine. She's the one who actually puts the magazine together every week and does the final editing, I believe. But she does that and much, much more. I mean, she's in the Women's Diving Hall of Fame. She's quite a cool lady indeed, and she has a few tips for you if you'd like to get published in a dive magazine, whether it's writing stories, reports, dive reports, that kind of thing, or underwater pictures. She has obviously the inside scoop on how to make that passion your profession. If you choose to go down that road, she can obviously lend a helping hand in that. And there's some pretty good fish tales to share, I have no doubt as well. I've experienced a few of them at the bar after, one of the dive shows that we've attended together. So that I'm really looking forward to that. And if you want to join us, just call them up, 1-800-322-3577, or go to exploreventures.com and tell them you want on the Explorer or Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, October 3rd, 2015. All right, so we got that. Next year we do another a brand new show. It'll be the.
Is it not about scuba?
Well, why would we start changing our format? Now.
You said it was brand new. I thought it'd be about something else.
No, it'll be brand new for the new year.
Oh,
yeah, Yeah.
So, yeah, wasn't Bill going to replace Greg as the host or something?
I was hoping.
Were you? Really?
Maybe that's what I heard you guys talking about. I can't remember.
Let me kill this
I was just kidding.
We're going to broadcast out of
Let me just kill their mic right now and start over. Hello? And I'll bring it back.
Greg, please. Broadcast out of Havana. It'll be S Cuba Radio.
No, we're already broadcasting in Cuba. I know. On
not
WFFG.
From there.
But not from there.
Yeah, but this is even better. We can give them a little taste. You know, so everyone knows, we have this new affiliate down in the Florida Keys that does broadcast to the entire continent of Cuba. So they can hear our show
Hola,
right now as we
como
speak.
Está?
And
me llamo Cristobal.
Basically, they have been Louis using Bean. Scuba Radio as their indoctrination, well, their introduction to American culture.
That's poor
Feliz Navidad.
It is a kind of a world, international incident type of thing that's underway, but, you know, we apologize, but that's just how it goes sometimes, and you'll have to just keep tuning in to find out how it, mastertizes.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Okay. Yeah. There's a baño?
I hope so.
Okay, it's time for that, and we got to go. All right. Till next week, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.